too, you may have noticed when you walked into church, there was a table at the top of the stairs with a lot of little books. And that's the 54-day basic training in holiness. But it's all the reflections and the prayers that we'll use when we're doing our 54-day rosary novena, our novena for our nation, that starts this Thursday on our parish feast day, on the feast of Our Lady of the Assumption on August 15th, and goes until the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary on October 7th. So please plan to join us. Again, this is a great way for all of us have our own personal prayer intentions, for instance. And what a great way to get 50,000 or more people praying with each other for each other's intentions, okay? So there's that. But also, look at the world right now. Look at our culture. Look at our nation right now. It needs a lot of prayer. A lot of people are thinking, oh, geez, what can we do? You know, well, the first thing we need to do is pray. And why not join together with such an army of people who actually believe when you call out to God, He answers our prayers. He's the God of miracles. Okay, so please, please, please plan to join us. And I expect many miracles, as we've seen so many in the past 3 years. Last week, what came out was, I think it was last week, it might have been the week before, but the Pew Research, a new Pew Research study that said this, and this is really grim news, that 7 out of every 10 Catholics don't believe in the real presence, don't believe that's body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. 7 out of 10. I caught a short video of Bishop Robert Barron, and he was, one person put it this way, he was passionate. I saw kind of an anger there, an anger at how did we allow this to happen in our church? How did we get here? Okay? And what are we doing to try to stem the tide? I saw on Facebook that the USCCB put out the information on this Pew Research and then asked, what you know, help us to understand. Can you help us? You know, give your opinion as to why you think this is happening. They wrote, a recent Pew Research study revealed 70% of Catholics do not believe in the real presence of the Eucharist. What are some ideas to solving this issue? We want to hear your opinion. The USCCB said this. So I gave it to them. I replied on that thread this way. We cannot read our way out of this. What about those who have no desire to read? That desire comes from an encounter. When a soul cries out, "My Lord and my God," when a hunger for the more overcomes them, unless and until we address the elephant in the room, a banal, casual, modernized, and secularized liturgy that no longer lifts the soul to God and compels us to fall to our knees, churches will continue to empty. The experiment in the last 50 years of the liturgy has been an abysmal failure. Okay? The direction that we went, we casualized it. We made it kind of a community meal. You know, people would you'd have a long line of Eucharistic ministers in their Packer T-shirts, you know, giving out communions like they're, you know, giving out potato chips. This is a failure. So we have to awaken to this. And I'm so afraid that the USCCB is going to just create all kinds of books and CDs and DVDs. And what's going to happen is people like you will consume them, okay? I said it this way. I think, you know, the remaining 30% who actually do believe in the real presence of Christ, probably a small percentage of them who are truly ignited, okay, and are seeking the more, faith-seeking understanding, you know, that supernatural grace that gets hold of us, and all of a sudden we hunger for the more. Those are the ones who are going to consume those books and CDs and DVDs. It's not, why? Because the 70% have lost their hunger. We got to get the hunger back. Okay? We can't read ourselves out of this. Now, I've heard people talk about, okay, catechesis. I don't know. I think we're giving people the basic understanding, you know, when they're, you know, growing up, when they're getting ready to receive their first communion. But then they go to the church and, hey, Sam, hey, Joe, hey, Barb, hey. Sorry if any of your names are like that, but, you know, and you know what I mean. And the little ones look at this, they hear transubstantiation, the body and blood, soul, and divinity, you know, this bread is no longer bread. It's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. Hey, Sam. Hey, Joe. Hey, Barb. But it doesn't connect. Where's the awe and wonder any longer? You know, on our parish website, and then for those who watch live streaming, it's kind of the little line above the streaming. It says this: awesome is this place. It is the house of God and the gate of heaven. It's a quote from Genesis. Today's reading, St. Paul says, if they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had an opportunity to return. But now, they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. This being live streamed. Bishops, if you are listening, what our souls want is for 1 hour on Sunday to exit the world and to enter into heaven. Remember, look at the camera. That's the elephant in the room. You can create all the books and CDs and DVDs you want. And let the 5% of the 30% that are remaining consume those. Where are we at? As long as we casualize, make this liturgy banal, especially as young people look on and go, I guess this isn't a big deal after all. Because look, we're trying so hard here, aren't we? I truly believe that. We're trying so hard. I referred to it not too long ago, but I wrote an article a couple weeks ago, I think it was, that I said, I've come to understand in my priesthood, it's become crystal clear to me, that the essence, the primary role of my priesthood is to lead the people of God to that place where they say, my Lord and my God. We hunger for heaven. We hunger for the transcendent. In this banal and casual liturgies we call Mass, you know, people aren't finding it there, so they're going to their crystals. They're going to their horoscopes or wherever else. Witchcraft, Satanism. That's another worldliness that seems to fill a void inside of us because we have that void. It's called the soul. And unless God fills that up, we start filling it up with every bit of junk we can find because we want to fill it up. We want to fill it up. That's hardwired into us. God created a space for Him. Awesome is this place. It is the house of God. It is the gate of heaven. Throughout all of salvation history, we've seen heroic adventurers who went out and left the unfamiliar and went into the unknown, or left the familiar and went into the unfamiliar. That That questing is set in our bones. We want something beyond the banal of everyday life. Yes, for sure, we want faith and hope and charity, but we want them in their transcendent form. We're thirsting. We're hungering. Bishops, feed us. I said, call it the My Lord and My God initiative. Go ahead and make your books and CDs and DVDs for that 5% of the 30% of already who already believe. But do this. Do this. Help souls cry out, My Lord and My God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.